Stupid Woman or Stupid People? An exchange between Theresa May and Jeremy Corbyn during Prime Minister's Questions yesterday sparked around the Commons, which led to calls for the Labour leader to apologise after a mumbled comment. He denied he said Stupid Woman, instead saying Stupid People is what he claims. The Conservative MP, Anna Soubry, accused him of double standards.
If it was one of my male colleagues on this side of the House that had used that expression against a woman on the front bench on the opposition, then you, sir, would take action immediately.
Well, the commentator Fionnuala Meredith is with us. Good morning, Fionnuala.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning, and the Labour Party member, Phil Kelly. Good morning to you, Phil.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. So, Fionnuala, even if, and it is an if because we don't know, the leader of the Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, did say stupid woman, is that that bad?
Yeah, I think it actually is. I was chatting about this with friends this morning, you know, and there shouldn't be a difference between saying someone's a stupid woman or someone else is a stupid man. But actually, there is. And the difference is hundreds and hundreds of years of discrimination against women. They, you know, for throughout history, women have been seen as less rational than men, less intelligent than men, less able to do the job than men. So if someone did say that, and I think, to be frank, it looks very much to me like he did say that, and a lot of lip readers are saying the same thing. So if the leader of the opposition had actually said that, yes, that is quite a serious thing.
Why?
For the exact reasons that I've just said.
But if someone said, I don't know, if someone came on the radio and said, Stephen, you're a stupid man, wise up, is that that offensive?
But the difference is what I've just said, because it's tapping into a history of sexism against women, which still exists at Westminster. And I know the Tories are trying to...
How do you know it's tapping into a history of it rather than him just saying, if he said stupid woman, stupid woman?
I think it is. I think it's very clear that it is by the very use of those words. It's a dismissive, disrespectful thing to say. And I say the Tories are trying to capitalise on it. You know, and of course, you know, use it for their own political objectives. Tories can't talk. We had Cameron a few years ago telling Angela Eagle, the Labour MP, calm down, dear. That was a real moment of being patronising, with the Tory MP, Nicholas Soames, making some kind of weird woofing noise at a female SNP MP. So, you know, I think it's pretty clear there's plenty of sexism goes on at Westminster. We're seeing more and more of it called out since the Me Too
And do
campaign.
You distinguish between stupid man and stupid woman?
I do, because I think that's what I keep saying, that's what I keep coming back to, is if you say someone's a stupid woman, you're tapping into hundreds and hundreds of years of sexism. If you say someone's a stupid man, you're not.
Phil Kelly?
Well, I agree with Fionnuala in that sense. It's not equivalent because of all those historical reasons. But what this story really demonstrates, what the real story is how quickly mainstream media discourse can be focused on the politics of distraction. And as Fionnuala alluded to, the Tories have no moral high ground here. And also, while this pantomime was happening in Parliament yesterday, a homeless man died at the entrance of Parliament on the streets of London. Now, the Tory government, to talk about misogyny, to try and use this as some kind of attack weapon, we have seen 86% of the people who take the burden of the austerity politics of Theresa May's government are women. This is a government that introduced the rape clause, who robbed women's pensions. You've seen Wall Street women fighting for their rights. And it is propped up in power by the Democratic Unionist Party, who are blocking equal marriage and reproductive rights for women in Northern Ireland. So it's a false story. And I want you to remember this, Stephen. Where was the, you know, because Anna said we said there'd be outrage if it was from the Tory benches. Well, let's not forget Tory MP Christopher Chope, who blocked a bill that was to protect women from upskirting. The same Tory MP then blocked a bill that was to protect women from female genital mutilation. Now, this is preposterous. And also, Theresa May, in order to survive her recent confidence vote, reinstated two Tory MPs who are under investigation for sexual assault, one of them Christopher...
Hold on a moment. If they're under investigation, then there is a presumption of innocence.
No, but Stephen, he was suspended from the Conservative Party, then permanently reinstated before that vote, even though the police confirmed he was still under investigation.
Yes,
preposterous.
Can we stick on the wording? Because I think there's an interesting debate as to how bad stupid woman is, Phil Kelly, if indeed anybody said it.
For all the reasons I've said, and I don't believe he did say woman, but I do believe there is no equivalence between saying a stupid man or a stupid woman for the reasons Fionnuala said, but for all the other reasons I've said, it shows you what a false, outrage this is, what faux outrage this is, when we look at the actual conduct and deeds of a government who cannot in any way say it stands up for the rights of ordinary women.
Fionnuala?
Well, I mean, I'm no fan of the Tories. I do agree with that. But I think the reason why this is a story is that Jeremy Corbyn sets himself up as a male feminist, completely opposed to the use of sexist or misogynist language, as he said himself. And so for that doesn't sit very well, to my mind, with someone who will then, in my view, quite clearly said, stupid woman. I've watched the video umpteen times. And, you know, many lip readers, as I said, have said they think that's what he said. So that's,
well, the speaker
really
said it was inconclusive and that he employed experts at short notice. And it's inconclusive what he said.
I think he said that most lip readers did say that he thought that's what he said.
That's not true, actually, because the speaker distinguished between lip readers and lip speakers.
Okay.
And he said
okay.
that lip speakers said it may have been the case that he said it, but you okay. can't tell.
OK, well, I think we're not going to get a conclusive answer on any of this. My belief is that that's what he said.
Let's have a listen to what Jeremy Corbyn said in the House in response to this.
During Prime Minister's question time today, I referred to those who I believe were seeking to turn a debate about the national crisis facing our country into a pantomime as stupid people. Mr. Speaker, I did not use the words stupid woman about the Prime Minister or anyone else.
I do just wonder, and it's for all of you to answer this, but I just wonder for those people that, you know, they maybe can't pay the bills, or they're losing their job, or they're worried about whether Brexit will or won't happen. Brexit's 100 days away. I wonder when they watch the House of Commons and they see these protracted rows over what the Leader of the Opposition did or didn't say, and then all of these rows with the Speaker yesterday. I wonder how people with real lives, real jobs, real worries are thinking how much of that is a priority. Or maybe it is in terms of women's rights. Here's the number, 0330 80 55 55. David in Bangor. Morning, David.
Good morning. How you doing?
Go ahead, David.
We've just had this lady. Maybe she wouldn't like me calling her lady.
Fionnuala, and be respectful.
Respectful. Am I going to be patronised?
Excuse me. Can I continue?
Yes, by all means.
Thank you so much. We just had this lady. I'm not sure who she was.
Her name's Fionnuala.
She has explained to us that it is sexist for a man to call a woman stupid. But it is not sexist for a woman to call a man stupid. This is why people laugh at feminists. They're so silly.
Is that it? Is that the end of your point?
I think that's it, yes.
Okay. Well, I've tried my very best with my poor little brain to explain exactly why there's a difference between stupid
man. Well, you said it there, not me. Bye-bye.
Try a PhD in philosophy. See how that sits you.
He's gone. I was just.
Oh, is he gone? Oh, I was hoping we could have a proper debate.
Rosella, have I pronounced your name right?
Rosella.
Good morning, Rosella. Sorry about that. Go ahead. What do you think?
I think she probably is a bit stupid, and I mean that sincerely. She won the election, and the politicians have been blackmailing the people of Northern Ireland since David began. Now they're over now blackmailing Theresa May. So England put up with it when they were doing it here. So she should have called in a general election, and she wouldn't have no need to be blackmailed by anybody because she would have won it hands down.
So you don't take any offence?
No, I don't.
If I said, Rosella, you're a stupid woman, you wouldn't take offence at that?
I've been called worse. And as the saying is, if you can't take it, you shouldn't give it.
David in North Belfast. Morning, David.
Hello, Steve. Just one thing before I say what I was going to say. The other week, you shouted at Jim Wales to shut up on the radio because he spoke over a woman. See, 2 seconds later, the same woman spoke over Jim Wales and you didn't shout, shut up at him. Just making that point. Secondly, I'm no fan of Jeremy Corbyn. He's a complete prat. But see what he done? So what? A stupid woman. If she had called him a stupid man, I would still say the same. She's still living, breathing. Nobody's been injured. It's a simple remark. Everybody gets called stupid. Do you get called stupid, Stephen?
Quite a lot.
Thank you. Do you be offended?
Well, it's not for me to say, is it? Because I'm hosting this debate.
But sure, you've made your... Now, there you're going again. I can point you out to being a hypocrite by saying that, if you want. You have made your point on other times about things to me when you were hosting the debate.
Can we not get off on all of these dreadful tangents?
No, you said that you can't.
Never mind
you
what I said. And never mind me giving an opinion on this.
Don't make a point.
Let's stick with the stupid woman debate.
Let Fionnuala speak to you, David.
Fionnuala thinks it is offensive to women. Let's let her engage with you.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying it's precisely because of the history of discrimination against women. Just remember, women have only had the vote for 100 years. That is not very long. And there is an underbelly of sexism at Westminster. Many MPs from both sides, from all sides, have spoken about it. There's no point denying that it's there. It's there. And so it disappoints me.
Hang on one second. It's not discrimination. Go ahead. Sorry. I deeply apologise.
That's you didn't really mean it, but anyway.
No, it disappoints me. Okay, fair enough.
It disappoints me that the Labour leader, the leader of the opposition, I think he used the phrase stupid woman. That disappoints me because he sets himself up as a male feminist. He sets himself up as someone who opposes sexist and misogynist language. So it did disappoint me to see him, in my eyes, saying that.
And he denies saying it and says he said stupid people. But anyway, right. Go ahead, David. Yes, David.
Right. First of all, yes. Discrimination in giving a man a job over a woman or something like that, not a stupid, flippant comment. But I can assure you, I'm sure you've been called stupid by... Are you married? Sorry, does your husband call you
stupid? Well, that's neither here nor there, is it?
Well, okay, well, I'm saying, do you turn around and say to him that's a sexist or whatever remark? No, everybody gets called stupid every day of the week or daft or whatever.
Do you agree that sexism exists?
Now you're talking over me.
Now, come on, wise up and get on with it.
Well, then, if she can tell me not to talk over her.
Kieran in South Belfast. Morning, Kieran. Thanks, David. Morning, Kieran.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Kieran.
Get real. That's what I say. See all these women that are offended by it? They need to get real. It's an absolute joke. I'm flabbergasted. I seriously am. See this day and age.
Well, hold on a moment. It's not just women getting offended by this. The Speaker, John Bercow, said that if it had been said, and he said he doesn't know if it had or hadn't been said, it was totally unacceptable for someone to speak.
Sure, he said it a couple of months ago himself. So he did. One of the Conservative women. He said it himself, sure.
I just don't understand. Go ahead.
Kieran, it's not respectful, is it?
Well, here, Stephen, it's not the biggest... seriously. There's other things out there that are more discriminating than saying that.
This was a major story on the news last night. This preoccupied a lot of House of Commons time with them all going doolally over it.
Stephen, the real people who got upset about this were Tory men and the Tory tabloid press, like the Daily Mail, who don't have a great history when it comes to misogyny or discrimination. And as Fionnuala knows, and as any woman listening to this show knows, discrimination against women still exists, and it's still pointed in our society. You've covered universal credit on your show. The people suffering the most under the changes and the implementation of universal credit are women. And Amber Rudd, in a parliamentary committee hearing, when she was asked about women being forced into prostitution because of late payments and on not receiving enough money, she said, yes, women will be losers and winners.
It is 100% right. There's other things out there I'm more worried about.
What are you more worried about?
I'm more worried about what's happening in the world today with starving children, not to deal with some woman getting called a stupid woman. I think that's ridiculous. And another thing, Stephen, see this day and age, right? Most marriages, men are under the thumb by their women, right? This is the truth, right?
Well, that's a generalisation. That's a generalisation, isn't it?
This is very unfair.
It's the truth.
What do you mean it's true?
See, anyone that I know that's married, right, the woman holds the strings, right? And they call their mom whatever they want, okay? And they get away with it.
Women
women get away with more stuff than men do.
Stay there, Kieran. We're continuing on with the stupid woman debate. Let's just hear how this all kicked off, actually, because this was this is the preamble to it when Theresa May was having a go at Jeremy Corbyn in the House of Commons during PMQs yesterday.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. They said they'd put down a vote of no confidence. Then they said they wouldn't. Then they said they would. Then they did it, but it wasn't effective. I know it's the Christmas season and the pantomime season, but what do we see from the Labour front bench and the Right Honourable Gentleman? He's going to put a confidence vote. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, no, he isn't. I've got some news for him. I've got some advice for the Right Honourable Gentleman. Look.
Is that like a playground, or is that a democracy protecting you and fighting for you? What happened straight after the Prime Minister was saying that is the cameras cut then to the leader of the opposition, the Labour Party leader, Jeremy Corbyn, and they saw the cameras caught him. He didn't say it out loud. He was seated, but they caught him saying something. And many people interpreted it as stupid woman. His spokesperson then said, once it was all kicking off about him allegedly saying that, spokesperson denied saying it. Jeremy Corbyn was then brought back to the House to make a statement. Here's what he said.
During Prime Minister's question time today, I referred to those who I believe were seeking to turn a debate about the national crisis facing our country into a pantomime as stupid people. Mr. Speaker, I did not use the words stupid woman about the Prime Minister or anyone else.
Do you believe him, Phil?
I do believe him. I do. And I think if I was in his place, I'd have said something an awful lot worse being faced with those kind of baying Tories. And there was a Labour MP, Laura Smith, who tried to call out the hypocrisy that time was being wasted debating this nonsense. And she was shouted down and bayed down by Tory men shouting at her, and she was encouraged to continue by Emily Thornberry. So, you know, as I said, this is the politics of distraction. And that pantomime, as I said when the show started, Stephen, that pantomime was taking place as paramedics were trying to save the life of a homeless man at the entrance of Parliament on the streets of London. And for this distraction to hit the front pages of the Daily Mail, the Sun, whatever, it tells you everything you need to know about the discourse and the real outrage that is being denied in the media as we focus on this nonsense.
Fionnuala, final word for you.
I don't think that sexism in Parliament as an issue is nonsense at all. Yes, of course, we're right in the middle of all the Brexit debate and on all the vastly important issues around that. Of course we are. But it did disturb me, it did disappoint me that in my view, and I know he denies it, in my view, Jeremy Corbyn seemed to say those words. It did disturb me because that's someone who does regard himself as a male feminist. That's someone who would call out the absolutely outrageous examples of sexism we've seen at Westminster, certainly from plenty of Tories, and as I say, I don't like to see the Tories capitalising on it. But I do think it taps into a wider issue of the sexism, misogyny and discrimination at Parliament, and that is something we should be talking about.
OK, Fionnuala and Phil, thank you very much. Some more calls on this. We'll let you go. Good morning, Andrew and Bangor. Morning, Andrew.
Hello. I think he did say it. And I think the fact that he's not standing by it means that he thinks it was a bad thing to say himself. He's embarrassed by it.
Well, you're not accepting him saying that he said stupid people then. Like, you just don't know when you watch it, do you?
No, you don't know. But the discussion so far has been, is it OK to say that, what he said? And I think he did say it. And I think he won't admit to saying it because he knows that it was a stupid thing to say.
OK. Andrew, thank you. John in South Belfast. Morning, John. Hello, John.
Please tell you something. I don't know why anybody... Are they all pretending to be stupid or what? Because it is hilly. He did say stupid woman. There's no dirty sailor. Look, but that's not the issue. The more serious issue is that, you know, they're trying to insult every one of our intelligence here. Every one of them. They all do it. All them politicians do it. First of all, they give us stupid politics. Now, you know, they're giving us... You know, he stood up afterwards and he said he didn't say it. And he did say it. You know, they're trying to insult us all. He must think we're all stupid. You know what I mean? You must think we're all daft. And he's not the only one. They're all the same. The charters and all the old. You all do it. This is the type of politics, and this is the type of politics that Westminster has descended into.
Does it put you off politics?
Put you off? Stephen, you're going to tell you something. But it's not the point that it puts you off politics. You know, you have to be totally honest. You know, the truth is like, I don't know, the truth is like that we're all sick in the head. You know, there's no question about it. And that's exactly the way it happened. You know, and the serious thing is, why doesn't he stand up and say, look, I did say it, and it's as simple as that. And it's what it is on Conservatives' part, it's distraction politics. As simple as that. They don't want to talk about Brexit no more because they're at bars, if you like, about Brexit. You know, they do anything to get out of it or try and get away from it.
Yeah. John, thank you. Thank you, mate. Alex in Lisburn. Morning, Alex.
Hello, morning. No, I just listened to the Labour spokesman there, Phil, and I watched it yesterday on television, the whole debate, and the Speaker had to tell both sides to keep quiet. You know, I think that guy would give a lot more credibility if he'd be a bit more impartial. I know he is a Labour spokesman, but he has to recognise his fault on both sides. Also, to use the death of a man at the entrance to Parliament, I don't know whether that's an exaggeration or not, but use that death in his argument, you know, and then talk
well,
about
the
Tories' distraction. I think it wasn't. I wasn't
he was
impressed by it.
Okay.
I wasn't impressed by it.
Alex, thank you very much. Good morning.